What are some Bible verses that can be used to expel devils? Demon possession is real. The Lord Jesus himself cast out demons while he walked the earth. Matthew 8:16 says of the Lord, "When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick." Other translations say that he cast out the spirits with a word, indicating the power of the Lord in casting out demons just by the word of his mouth. The power of the name of the Lord is shown in Luke 10:17, which says, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." The Lord gave his disciples power to cast out demons, as we read in Matthew 10:1. "And when he had called unto them his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." Peter cast out demons in Acts 5:14-16, which says, "And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one." Philip cast out demons in Acts 8:5-7, which says, "Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto the things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of the many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed." Paul cast out a demon in Acts 16:16-18, which says, "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this she did many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out of her the same hour." Then there were others, not realizing the powers they were dealing with, who tried to cast out demons but failed. In Acts 19:13-16, we read, "Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call them which had evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches. And there were 7 sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded." So, how can demons be successfully driven out of people? The answer is really quite simple. By getting Christ in, the demons will go out. No demon can exist in the same place as the blessed Savior. We are assured in 1 John 4:4 that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Every believer on the Lord Jesus Christ is indwelt with the Holy Spirit, and he is greater than the one that is in the world, Satan. The proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ has the power to cause demons to flee. When one accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, any demons they may have will have to leave. Today, there are many who are possessed by demons or are influenced and controlled by demons. Now, demon possession will not always be demonstrated by outward signs of fierce demonic power. We read in 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, that Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Is it surprising to learn that even some of today's ministers may be demon-possessed? The power of God to cast out or overcome the influence of demons is found in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." There are no magic verses for disposing of demons. Preach the gospel to the lost.